So the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Trumas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ein Termin mit Tahar al Hatame. You can't separate Truma from something that is Tahar, from Peiris to Hoirim, to fix Peiris that are Tame. However, Vim Tarmu, if you did do so, if you took Tahar de Kaperis and said this should be Truma for Peiris Tameim, Bidi Eved Truma san Truma. The Truma is a good Truma. Now, why can't I do it l'chatchila? What is the problem? And the answer is, when you separate truma from one to the other, they have to be near each other. The peiris that you are using as truma, that is fixing other peiris, that is being masakin other peiris, these peiris have to be near each other. If I am going to take tahar dika peiris to be masakin peiris that are tame, I'm going to be very careful over here that they don't touch each other, because I don't want the tahar dika peiris to become tame. So as a result, Chazal were concerned he's going to be mafresh shaloi min hamakif. That means without the two being near each other. Zok the Mishnah Vayter be'emes amru. So literally be'emes amru means truth be told. Zok the batanura. When the Mishnah uses this lashon be'emes amru, it's as if it is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Lav davka mamish halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Because sometimes the term is used by a drabanan. For example, the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos says, if you remember, Be'emes Amru, Hachazin Roya Hechana Tinoikis Kairna Midrabanani, that's Midrabanan, says the Batanura. If you remember from Masechet Shabbos, there's a Shaila about reading to a Ner Friday night, because we're scared he may come to fix the Ner. So he said, the Chazin can watch the children read, but he himself should not read. The Chazin is like the Rebbe. And there it says, Be'emes Amru, that's only an Issa Midrabanan. But the term be'emes amru either means a halacha l'maisha m'sinai or something that is considered as chashiv, as a halacha l'maisha m'sinai in halacha, as if it were halacha l'maisha m'sinai. So be'emes amru, says the Mishnah, ha'igol shel devela. What happened over here is, igol shel devela is, maybe you remember from Perek Elu Metzias, igol means round. Devela are pressed figs. It's a round cake of pressed figs. Part of it became tame and part of it is tar. So it's interesting, explains about Tanura, even though everything is pressed together, but Lamaisa it's considered separate when it comes to tame. You can have part of it tame and the other part is tar. Zak de Mishnah, in this round cake of pressed figs, where part of it is tame and part of it is tar, toirim in a tar sheyeshbay ala tame sheyeshbay. You can separate truma from the tar figs that are in this igule devela, this round cake of pressed figs, to fix the tame figs that are in the same cake. What's the whole concern? He won't put them close together. These are already pressed together. Vayter says the Mishnah, v'chein aguda shel yarak v'chein areima. Aguda means a bundle, together. V'yasi chulam aguda echas. V'chein aguda shel yarak, a bundle of vegetables. V'chein areima, or a pile of peiris. And here too, some of the vegetables are tame, in the pile of produce, some are tame. You can separate from the tame and the tar, because what are you scared of? He won't put them together, they're already touching each other. Had we just had the case of the pressed figs, I would say over here you can, because it's mamish pressed together anyway. But with the bundle of vegetables, it's not mamish pressed together into one cake. Maybe there you can't, so the chiddush is even there, we say. It's in the same bundle anyway, you can do tahar al hatame. And with the pile, it's not even tied together. But we still say it's in one pile anyway, so you can do tahar al hatame. Because again, the whole concern is you're going to be scared to put it together close to each other because one is tummy, one is tar. That's already happening here. But, says the Mishnah, ha'yushnei agudim, if you had two pressed fig cakes, or shtei agudais, two bundles of vegetables, or shtei areimais, or two piles of tvor peiris. Achas tmeya, one of the cakes. Bundles or piles are tame. The achas tar one is tar. Lo yitre mizelze. You shouldn't take from the tar on the tame lechatchila. Why? Because they're not together. They're two separate cakes, bundles, or peiros. It is also lechatchila to separate truma from the tar on the tame. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer, oimer tar when you can lechatchila separate. Min atar ala tame. Rabbi Eliezer does not have this concern. He's going to come to separate truma when they're not near each other, but the halach is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So chazing over in our Mishnah, we learned you should not separate truma from tahar on tamei. Something that's tahar for something that's tamei. The concern, you're not going to hold it near each other. You're going to be scared it's going to come to touch. And when you separate truma from one thing on something else, it's supposed to be near each other. However, b'di'avad, if you do separate the truma from tahar ala tamei, from something that's tahar and something that's tamei, the truma is truma. Then the Mishnah told us b'emes amru. But Tanura told us b'emes amru is usually a halach l'maisha m'sinai, or something that Chazal considers like a halach l'maisha m'sinai, that if it's a pressed cake of figs, a bundle of vegetables, or even a pile of produce that are anyway touching each other, so you could take from tamei ala tahar, if part of it is tamei, part of it is tahar, but if you have two separate cakes of figs, or two separate bundles of vegetables, or two separate piles of peiros, and one is tamei, one is tahar, you should not take truma one on another. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says this is not a concern, and you can take from tahar ala tamei, but the Batanura told us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer.